We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right? All right?
Yeah,
for
like,
real.
Like circulation?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. With the new skin, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pullback right now.
Yeah.
Lily was on a vacation in Paris. I was training, and I was trying cold therapy to recover my body. And I got out, and I felt my foot burning. So I was like, man, I feel a hot sensation. So the next, like, 24 hours, it swelled up. Got really big. I couldn't really walk. I put pressure. The doctor came over, drained a little out, scalpel the next day, freaking scissors the next day, and just kind of let it leak all out. So as everything leaked all out, I was able to put a lot of pressure. Thankfully, my trainer was working me out in the midst of my freaking, I can't be on my feet, so I'm crawling within workouts, just, you know, getting other stuff better and everything get better. So now it's just like, oh, a new skin. I'm trying to, you know, get my feet used to feeling it, but I feel like I just got a big patch of just open whoopee cushion, you know?
Well, a good morning to everybody out there. A little Hard Knocks to start things off and get ready to go. And, well, I'll tell you what, you always wonder what the big stories are going to be. And Antonio Brown has just absolutely decided for Hard Knocks week two. This is going to be all about me, my feet, what I did, how it happened, my helmet. Now trying to find a helmet, not 10 years old, but 9 years old,
right,
where
right.
The legal say, if you get one, that 10th year one, that thing is gone. I mean, it's garbage. Yeah, that's now a souvenir.
But now, then you got to find one next year also that's less than 10 years. You're going to have to keep finding a 9-year-old helmet?
So he's been looking for the newest version of that
right,
one, but
right.
Not the newest one out there. And apparently the league has said, okay, we'll work with you and everything else. Which, by the way, if Antonio Brown and everybody else, no matter if they have problems in their 40s or 50s where they start slowing down and can't remember stuff, don't worry, they're getting sued too, right? Everybody's going to get sued.
100%.
In this whole thing. We had Canes Media Day yesterday. We got all kinds of stuff from Tampa Bay where the Dolphins continued from all their problems they had in the preseason game, the first preseason game. They took all those problems, and they're all still there. They didn't disappear. Like, I don't want anybody to think, well, you know, they played a preseason game, so they're all gone. They've got some serious deep holes that when you looked at the roster, when it was put together, before they ever went on the field, you went, oh boy, they're counting on guys that have never done it, haven't been able to do it so far, to all of a sudden get better with a new coaching staff. And so far, it hasn't happened, to be really honest. Yesterday, and Ndamukong Suh throwing the guards around, and he goes hard every play in practice, and especially when it's something against somebody else or a former team, he was throwing those guards around pretty good yesterday.
I'm kind of happy that happened.
It's
you know, good. Like if you're going to go against anyone in a little joint practice right now with those two rookie guards that we want to see what they got, put them against Suh, because Suh will not hold back in one of those joint practices.
No, and you know what? So there's two things that happen. You get thrown around for 2 days in practice, and then he gets in the game and he throws you around in the first quarter again.
Right.
And you either, like, learn from it and you start getting better and you get pissed off about it and stop, like, the awe and, oh, man, that's the Ndamukong Suh, or you lose your confidence. And if you lose your confidence, you're screwed, you're done. That's a completely different rehab process. And you hope guys are mentally tough, especially offensive linemen at this stage, to get better, learn the tricks. How did he throw me? What did he do? You know, I lift weights too. What's he doing? And Ndamukong, man, you know, he saw, I'll guarantee you, he said, oh, my God, these are two rookies. Like,
I'm going to eat them up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just take rookies and welcome to the NFL. I don't know if you got the welcome in the preseason game or not, but I'm going to just
Oh, you'll
do
get it against
possible.
Suh. Yeah.
So anyway, we have no pass rush, and we have no second cover corner. So Xavien Howard had a couple interceptions, made some really good plays again yesterday.
Not surprising.
And then the other side just got torched.
Not surprising either.
So here's the deal, and this goes back to an offseason topic. And I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea. I would think, though, if guys aren't any good by the end of preseason, there you go, we got a problem here, and we're better off. If they're not getting any better, get rid of all of them and just bring in guys off the street. But Bobby McCain and Minkah Fitzpatrick are still your second and third best cover corners. And I know they could be the starting safety because both the other safeties didn't practice yesterday. So they're your safeties, which I don't know what else you have out there, but I do know nothing against Rowe, who's back, and the rest of those guys, and rotating them, and they're all young guys. And some of them played a few plays last year when they had all the injuries and Xavien was out for a month. But I'm just telling you, in whatever order, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Bobby McCain, or Bobby McCain, Minkah Fitzpatrick are your second and third best cornerbacks if you're really trying to patch this thing up the best you can with super huge holes. This hole doesn't get as bad with those guys because they can be good corners. Not great, but good corners on this team.
Certainly an upgrade over what you have right now.
Oh, yeah, clearly. I don't even think it's close. Yeah. No. So, and the other thing is this offensive line, and you know, everybody keeps saying be patient. They're young guards. You know, before this, they were in college. You know, they it's not like 2 or 3 years and you're seeing the same thing like Charles Harris, which is the other problem. You just don't have pass rushers. You don't. Charles Harris out there again going yesterday against a new tackle and things. You know, and I'm tired of hearing about his first steps quick. It's great that he's got a quick first step.
What about the second and third one?
Well, the one that at some point you have to have contact and beat the tackle is just not working. So we got three glaring holes on this team. Everything else is good, satisfactory. They're passing great.
Okay.
Okay is another word.
Sure.
And then some positions you're really good, and a couple positions – You're pretty damn good, but the thing with Charles Harris, Mike Gesicki is, I never seen a guy have a great rookie camp, and then come back in year two.
He regressed
and just doesn't look nearly as good and struggling and frustrated. Obviously, that things that he did in college he can't do at this level. We might just be totally wrong. He just might be a guy that's in the league. But the 4-5 speed and the athletic jumping ability, getting away from contact, being a long strider, coming out of breaks and playing fast, he just – I don't know, Zach. Some guys haven't. Some guys don't have it. He hasn't
in practice.
He hasn't shown it.
Yeah.
Outside of jumping straight up where he can jump 13 feet in the air and jump over people, but – Zach, there's got to be more than just vertical. There's got to be separation. There's got to be speed. There's got to be quick coming out of breaks so you can get some separation, and everything doesn't have to be a spectacular catch. So anyway, I'm not trying to start the show as a downer, but all the same problems
are still there. That's the problem.
They haven't gone away. I think Tank Carradine is your best pass rusher right now, and he's okay, but not elite. So, you know, this stuff with Jadeveon Clowney's out there and what's going to happen. Here's the problem. If the Texans want a first-round pick, we're not giving what could be the first, second, or third overall picks up for Jadeveon Clowney when we could still have a bigger problem. As big as pass rush is, we could have another problem, and that is at quarterback. And so you can't – nobody in the right mind. Matter of fact, if we gave up a first-round pick for Jadeveon Clowney, we'd be crucified by everybody in the National Football League.
You better hope at that point Josh Rosen is not only your starter, but your franchise guy.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the reason why you would do that.
That's why you can't do it.
Exactly.
You're going to take the full season to find that out. So, anyway, that's just some of the stuff. Preston Williams, we were cracking up with all the guys last night. I was talking to with the team going, yeah, man, we try to, you know, Preston Williams, we put him out there and put him in the slot, and he's just chewing guys up. So they're like, we moved him up, but, you know, we're kind of – so everybody's trying to figure out, like, they're taking this thing real slow with him because you got veteran receivers ahead of him. But it's obvious now to everybody that –
he should be in that wide receiver one group, well, and not in the second or third
group.
He's
like a third-round pick or right. a second-round pick, right. like, except he's really, really good. Like he's not acting like a slow processing rookie free agent. You get those numbers are legit that he put up with the ability he has, and they moved him around, and guys got over him. He beat him again yesterday, and – and so that's some of the good stuff.
Well, it's nice to see a possible gem in there, also looking at the fact that Jakeem Grant, Albert Wilson, not 100%, and another guy getting an opportunity to step up and taking full advantage of it.
Yeah, and, hey, listen, for all your mistakes, if you can hit on a couple rookie free agents and one looks like not only like making the team, but guys are privately in coaching meetings having talks, how do we get him on the field? Like, do we slow it down? What do we do? Because there's no way they can hide him. Like, what he did in the first game, everybody's brother's going to see
that.
Everybody's aware of him. And anytime a guy's got a bigger problem, like if he can just stay out of trouble when he's out of meetings and free time and at night when you have to go home and everybody has to go home, you can't be, you know, no babysitting at camp. If Preston Williams, if the demons, the off-the-field demons stay away from him, this could be really, really fun to watch. And, again, it's 1 week. I don't want to overreact one way or the other on a guy being really bad or really good. It's still early, and we're yet to see a guy after 2 weeks. You go, well, he can't play. I mean, you got to give him more time.
Dare I say trending up for Preston Williams?
Yeah, way up. Straight up at a fast pace with a couple extra engines on his ass.
Right.
No, it's crazy. And then the other thing, the frustration, and I always worry about this, Charles Harris, here we go again, new coaching staff, same problems. And, you know, Mike Gesicki, different coaching staff.
Same problems.
Same problems.
Right, right.
So that's a first and second round pick, and they don't work out. Those are high picks, 2017 and 2018, that make general managers look really, really bad. Hey, guess what else we got going on? Man, this snuck up on high school football.
That's
the
right.
The classics are
that's
kicking
right.
off tonight, man. We got all kinds. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a huge doubleheader. Saturday at Traz Powell. Including some really good schools playing each other, man. Some will treat it as a practice game, and a lot of teams are going, hell no, we're in this thing to
like
win.
Losing it all. Yeah.
So anyway, we've got a lot of high school football. We'll jump all over that stuff. We're all over the board this morning. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. And by the way, guess what we got coming up? 7 o'clock hour.
What's that?
We got a little one-on-one with Jaren Williams.
Wow.
The new quarterback at the University of Miami. Hollywood and Hollywood's headlines went down yesterday.
Wow.
Got a one-on-one in the afternoon with or at lunchtime with Jaren Williams. So we'll hear from the new Canes quarterback. That'll be in a 7 o'clock hour. We got all kinds of stuff. We'll be checking in with Tampa Bay. We could have a player if it works out between meetings and getting on that bus. You know, we'll see. What would we call it?
I like expecting a guy. Yeah.
Probable.
Yeah. Injury report.
Doubtful?
Questionable.
Not doubtful.
No. I put him at questionable in the injury report.
We don't want doubtful. Yeah. But I do know this. We got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here this morning. Another team has been sold at a record price. My God. Never thought this would happen, especially in this sport. We'll have that story for you and a lot more when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, don't forget this Friday, 560 WQAM and myself will be at the North Plaza at Hard Rock Stadium for the second day of the Dade County Federal Credit Union 3-day car sale. I'll be giving away Finn's tickets to the Jaguars game. There'll be great deals on hundreds of new cars. It's this Friday, 3 p.m., North Plaza at Hard Rock Stadium. The Dade County Federal Credit Union 3-day car sale will be in day two then. All starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Come out this weekend and see if you can get yourself a little car.
All right, sounds good. Well, everybody wondering about how sports are doing overall, and we get into salaries every day and holdouts and everything else. You remember not too long ago, I mean, it's been years now, but it seemed like yesterday. Stephen Ross bought the Miami Dolphins for $1.1 billion.
We all got a chuckle out of that, right?
We went, oh, my God, did he get screwed over? Dude, how are you ever going to get your money back? Oh, my God. I mean, I know you all you billionaires got this thing to be in sports, and nobody cares about your development. All of a sudden, you own a team. And
you're
prominent
again, right? That's it.
You're under a microscope. Of everything. Course. You suck as an owner. You're great. You're giving your money to this idiot. You're doing that. I mean, it's all right. Nobody cares if he's just a developer. And most developers, most people have no clue who they are. Like this developer, like nobody knows who developers that build all these crazy places unless you're in the business. So, right, the average sports fan got no clue who you are.
Yeah.
They have to look and see what you do. Oh, you own Home Depot, or oh, you own this or that, or oh, you were a real estate guy, whatever. But when you own the team, you know, life changes, obviously. You can ask Stephen Ross that recently where things have changed for him. So, $1.1 billion, I remember going, damn, I think he paid like $200-300 million more than he should have. My God, Wayne, God bless Wayne Huizenga, is no longer with us. Man! So, anyway, now, yesterday, it was $1.1 billion. Brooklyn Nets sold the last 51% for $2.35 billion, more than double what Stephen Ross paid for the Miami Dolphins, the Brooklyn Nets. Again, it was a partnership. So the other guy owned 49%, bought the last 51% for a grand total, when it's all said and done, of $2.35 billion.
Yep, there you go.
How about that? And by the way, if the other team in New York ever sells, that's going to look like chump change.
Right, exactly.
That's going to look like chump change if they ever sell the New York Knicks, which, of course, people line up to. That's the other thing is people going, yeah, man, I'm lining up to buy a basketball or a football team, man. And you're like, really? Because they're friggin' expensive. Which, by the way, I think Stephen Ross's football team is worth like, what did we say, 2.6, 2.7?
Yeah, it's definitely doubled for him.
$1 billion.
Yeah,
he can be sneaking up on $3 billion here pretty soon.
Listen, if I was in that incredible B club and I had all that and I was going to buy a team or I was going to do that, Nets aren't a bad one to buy right now. Hey, it's New York real estate. You get that Brooklyn kind of team there. And think about what that team's going to look like a year from now. Kevin Durant, like that team is going to be a contender. So you're not buying like when Ballmer bought the Clippers. The Clippers were like, they had Chris Paul, they had Blake Griffin, they were a team that got to the playoffs, but they weren't winning a championship. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, a year from now, Kevin Durant comes back healthy, they're going to be a championship contender. Now,
well, listen, it's great, but I remember when they first purchased that, it was tough, and they got rip for the
Prokhorov, Mikhail, yeah, of course.
He was trying to buy a championship right off the bat with all those guys that were way past their prime.
Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, that's right.
He got ripped.
Yep. Joe Johnson was on that team.
For being a dumbass rich guy.
Right.
So anyway, ain't going way over the tax bracket. You know, they paid like $150 million extra, and then all of a sudden that all changed.
They got 2.35 back for it, not bad.
But I do love the day one when the guy goes home. And these billionaires, filthy rich, go home to the family, and like they're all big fans of – they're usually really big fans to get in this business. They really are. Almost all of them. I mean, they really do – like, it's cool for them. It's like an expensive toy. Now, they don't want to lose money on it, but it's cool all of a sudden that these guys know who people – they can say whatever they want. They like the fact that they're now – Stephen Ross is known as the owner of the Miami Dolphins, not that he's developing a 20-something billion-dollar project.
Right, in Manhattan.
Yeah, in New York right now, wherever the hell he's doing.
Prime real estate, right? Joseph Tsai, by the way, is the one who bought the team now for $2.35 billion. His estimated net worth from Forbes is $9.3.
Yeah. So you know, he's wanted this toy and owned the whole thing, and now he's got it, and people will know who he is, and he'll go to games, and you'll see him at big press conferences and all the other stuff. But I will tell you, it's all good until people start, you hire the wrong people.
Right.
You suck.
Right.
You need to go away.
How'd you sign that guy? How'd you let that guy sign him?
First round guy bust.
Right.
They go over the GM and president's head and the coach right to you.
Right to the owner.
If you lived in town here, we'd like have a better team if you weren't up in New York.
Right.
Like, get out of New York if you want to own the damn team and come down here in the damn humidity with the rest of us.
Steve Ballmer did this for the NBA by over over-purchasing, I guess you could say, the Clippers years ago.
Well, look at,
and now every team is whatever you want. Right.
And he's like Jerry Jones, right? Like he's a fan. He wants to be there. He's done with all the other stuff he's been doing. He just wants to be full-time going to office. Hey, can we get this guy? Can we get that guy? And a lot of guys like Ballmer's a real popular owner.
Oh, right? Yeah, he is. He's got to be one of the most popular at this point.
And then you have owners. I mean, listen, we've had every kind. I mean, we've had everything from Jeffrey Lurie, which is about as low as you want.
Right.
Stephen Ross recently has become, a divided owner
right.
because of what he decided to do with his luncheon for Trump, whether you really liked it or you really hated it. He's now, he jumped to a different place. And again, if he didn't own the Dolphins, nobody'd give a crap.
Right.
We never talk about it down here, right? It'd be another fundraiser on probably the next 50 or 100 that Trump's going to have. But the fact is, he's an owner, and he's got a team full of players, 70% black? They probably aren't huge, a lot of them. Kenny's starting with Kenny Steele, not big fans of it. So anyway, then you get the mix of why doesn't he have a right to do it, or the other side where people say
he can do whatever he wants. He's the owner of that team.
Or the other side is, you're a D-bag helping this monster.
Oh, that's it.
Or whatever side you're on.
No, you can ask 10 people about what they think about Stephen Ross right now, and I think you're going to get 5 that say he could do whatever he wants, and you get the other 5 saying, I can't believe what this guy just did.
Well, you know what side it is. I mean, it's easy. It's if you're left or way left or right or way right. I kind of got them all in different categories.
But I think you're right. If Stephen Ross was just the real estate guy from New York, nobody
would care. Nobody way left or way right would care.
No.
Nobody. But now you own a team.
Right.
And you got a lot of fans go to a team. They
go to the games, purchase
buy
tickets.
Stuff,
right.
Buy your shirts, buy your T-shirts, have memories. That team goes deep into for a lot of people, including people that don't go, people that do go, the whole works. So – I always, that would be the only thing I'd say. You do whatever you want. You can, obviously, in this country, whether people like it or not, you got a right to do whatever you want. But you're going to have to pay some consequences, which Stephen Ross is paying right now. He just is. I mean, you can get, not to make anybody mad, but, if you think your whole fan base is one way or the other.
You're completely off on that.
They're just like everything else in this area right
ten
now.
10 random fans wearing Dolphin jerseys walking down the street. Ask them their opinion. You're going to get 10 different answers.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's just how we are now as a society.
According to where you are. I get it. Listen, families are divided.
Right, exactly.
You and I come in here, we talk about families divided and
holiday dinners, and I go help clean.
I'd ask you this, because I've heard this more in the last month, and not to do a political show today, because we have a lot of stuff we want to get to here, but it's incredible. The amount of people in the last couple of months, I think you'd agree with me on this, that are divided, families, friends, people you do stuff with that are casual friends, not people you know pretty well. You don't consider them friends, but you're around them a lot. There's been a lot of people that have had nobody goes, hey, let's talk about how you feel and I feel. It's like, hey, man, forget you and screw you.
This is
I don't
the way
want anything
I feel.
To do.
Right.
And if you're for him, F you.
Right.
So that's where we are. I mean,
welcome to society. Yeah.
No, it's super heated.
Yeah.
Super heated right now. And I think everybody's seen that no matter what. I mean, so whatever you send, but we got.
That's why I'm glad we have debates on Charles Harris and Devontae Parker and Preston Williams and
those are
and Jimmy Butler.
Those are a little easier ones.
A little easier ones. More in my wheelhouse.
Right now, no question. So yesterday the Miami Dolphins in Tampa Bay for their first practice. They're going to have their second practice today, Friday night in Tampa Bay. This one kind of bothers me a little bit. The other one is coming out, and I'm nitpicking a little bit today because I want to get this thing going. I know what this season is, but it kind of I haven't heard this, and it's kind of weird. Coach Flores comes out and says, I'd like to see Josh Rosen have a little bit more of a presence in the huddle. It's like, geez, Josh, pick it up, bro.
Right.
Pick it up, man. Jump in there like it's your huddle. Get rolling, dude. little urgency. Get him in and out. Talk to him.
Is that the guy he was in college? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know if it was.
I don't know, man. Is he trying to be the jacuzzi guy his freshman year in his dorm? Or, like, come on, man. I get that you're throwing it as well or better than Fitzpatrick, but there's a lot of different parts to this, man. Like, jump in there. Like, you know what the hell? Quit. Don't act like a rookie or a new guy. And you don't want to step on anybody's toes, dude. This is a National Football League. You got a year to show what you can do. You got 1 year. You got a 1 year tryout to see if you're a starting quarterback. Because we got a nice backup plan if you can't get rolling here. But the last thing, I mean, it's one thing we're going, yeah, Josh got to make better decisions. Okay, I get that. Or Josh got to stop being a gunslinger and trying to pick it in. I love that, by the way.
Sure.
I can live with
that's
that.
That's Fitzpatrick, yeah.
But, I mean, my God, man.
Body language and how you are in the huddle?
Come on, man. I played with a guy when I was in the huddle with him for 15 seconds. I wanted to go out and, like, what do you want me to do? Like, run faster. Okay, I'll run faster. Like, Dan Marino, it's a terrible example because he's one of the greatest passing quarterbacks of all time. But, man, it wasn't just by accident. He didn't come in day one and go, what do you think, man? I'm a first-round pick. And, well, he came in and, like, looked at everything.
He commanded the huddle.
He goes, dude, I'm going to be a starting quarterback here real fast. I don't care if you guys went to Super Bowl last year or not. Dude, I can make throws that I'm watching the rest of you guys. You can't do. It's just a matter of damn time. He's going to be forced to play my ass. And it happened quickly. But in the huddle, like, if we had extra time, he was calling a guy like, dude, that guy sucks that's covering you, man. Saw that guy, dude, you need to run by him. Look at him over there. We'd all turn around the huddle, you know, and during a huddle timeout, and look, and the guy be standing out there and maybe dancing a little bit, like, what's he dancing about? We're about ready to run right by him, dude. And, you know, you're like, damn.
Is this going to be a problem if Rosen just doesn't have that moxie, that kind of huddle presence? Like, some guys do, some guys don't. Is it kind of one of those situations?
You have a little something when you're out there with the guy. You know, you're driving the car, man, or driving the bus. So everybody's kind of looking at you when you get on there like, okay, are you
awake? What do you got?
Are you ready? Are we good? Okay, all right, I'm in with you. Let's do it.
Because that's what Fitz has. If you talk to anyone that's played with Fitz, that's just he's got that presence.
Hey, man, he's big up there.
Right, I know.
They led the NFL in passing, 320 yards, and a lot of it was because of him. And Jameis, you know, came in after his suspension, and Fitz, he threw a few extra interceptions there. But, yeah, they love him. He has family up there. They're up there hugging, and, you know, everybody loves him up in Tampa Bay, man. That doesn't always happen when a guy leaves, and this guy's got it. And I just hope Josh picks that up from him. Not the physical stuff. You got to be on your own. You got a chance to be the guy.
It's the mental stuff.
16 years younger.
Yeah, the huddle stuff. It's the leadership stuff that looks like Rosen just doesn't have.
So anyway, hey, that's one of the many stories. Of course, the Jadeveon Clowney to the Dolphins stuff's out there. It just, to me, doesn't make sense unless you want to give him your high second-round pick, which potentially could be, right? Outside of that, I mean, and you got to pay him. He wants to get paid. Next year, you got all kinds of money to pay him. Or do you just try to get through this with these Band-Aids you have? And I do mean
– well, these are rip Band-Aids,
not
Joe.
Very strong Band-Aids at defensive end right now.
The Charles Harris thing is the most disappointing thing there's been. It is right now because you need a pass rusher. He's got every opportunity to become the number one guy pass rusher on this team.
It's the third year.
I know.
In these drills.
That's why it's disappointing.
Where he's lining up in the same position and getting blocked the same way. Nothing new. No new moves. He just gets locked up. And unless something jumps out and a light goes off in the middle of the night and he shows up in a preseason game and gets it going, he can't have any confidence. He's had no reason to have confidence because he's had zero success. And it's hard to do in this league, right? Really, really hard. We got to go to break, though, man. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here. Got a big show lined up for you, too. We're going to check in with Jaren Williams, the Hurricanes' new starting quarterback in the 7 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly will join us. What was that yesterday, that Larry Coker thing?
Larry Coker stuff. First thing I have on my little sheet for him, though.
Omar is going to join us from Tampa Bay. Melvin Bratton's going to join us a little bit later, former Cane. Matt Hayes will join us to talk some college football as we get set for the Canes and the Gators. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And we're hoping we're going to be able to get Bobby McCain, who right now is a starting center fielder on this Miami Dolphin defense, better known as a safety.
Might need him in the slot, though.
Free safety, or I just call him a center fielder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Joe WQM wants to help you make your fantasy draft a reality. Host your draft at Hooters and get an exclusive draft kit, $200 in coupons, and fun Hooters swag. Reserve your table for free at Hooters.com/football. And make sure you're listening to us every day for your chance to win a $50 Hooters gift certificate. Hooters, the official hangout for wings, beer, Hooters girls, and game day. Later on in the show, we will have a fantasy football question for you that Hollywood is baking in the oven right now. And you'll have your chance to win a $50 gift certificate when we announce that later.
All right. Hey, listen, we got all kinds of stuff. Welcome back today to Broward County Schools. They're back today. Palm Beach started on Monday, and then Day County starts next Monday.
That's right.
So we'll have everybody back in school. We got high school football kicking off tonight, and then there's games all week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, big doubleheader at Trask Pal on Saturday. We'll talk about all of that a little bit later in the show. So before I jump into all this stuff, sometimes I do things, and even as I get older and I've had experience in all the mistakes I've made, especially in marriage and marriage-related things.
We don't have enough time on the
you,
show.
You would think that you would learn and how to react and respond to certain things. So my wife came home, and she had her hair done. So I get home last night. I was gone all day. Come home, and so hey, she kind of teased me, like I could tell by the way she's acting, like hey,
she's bouncing around.
And I go, yeah. Oh, she goes, how do you like my hair? You know, and I went, and I didn't respond.
Oof.
Right away.
Yeah, I already could tell.
And I went, oh man, it looks great. She goes, oh. You know, oh, I can tell you don't like it by the. I go, no, it looks great. Like wow, you know. So I'm trying to think, and, you know, it really brings out
yeah.
your features.
Oh,
I was like, you know, no,
you're
no.
Pushing.
Yeah,
you're
you
pushing.
Know, you're trying, like, some BS line to yeah. get through it. And she goes, wow, you don't like it? I said, no, I like it a lot. That's not what I'm seeing. And I'm like, no. Your hair looks great.
Mm.
I like it.
I've learned my lesson.
And I was like, oh, my God, I just got home, man. And you ever had one of those days, too?
Attacks, yeah.
Have you ever had one of those days that starts bad and it just goes bad all the way through?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going, at some point, it's going to flip.
Right.
And then you go, okay, it's not flipping today.
I just got to go
to sleep.
I can
tell by the hair thing. That's not a that's a good one. I just need to get in bed.
Yeah.
And I get it because you get a do-over the next day.
Well, you,
get
you
a
hope. Start, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She gets a night's right. sleep, and we move on to something
she's not
else
a grudge holder?
With the kids. No, she's pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
If it's really bad, she's a max, what'd I tell you, 48 hours. She's,
okay. I was going to say 72, but 48 is good.
She's about two full days, and yeah. at the end of the 48 hours, almost to the hour, she goes, well, how long is this going to go? You know, and I
yes.
she tries to break the ice
right.
a little bit.
So. It's smart, because you're not going to be the one
that.
To do that.
Yeah, no.
You're
no.
not the icebreaker guy.
No.
You're not the guy that just after 48 hours goes, honey, listen, like, come on, I'm sorry.
No. I go, you want to shut it down? I'm gone for two yeah. days. I'm pretty much... Just no, I'm good.
You're a shutter downer.
Yeah, I'm a shutter downer.
I know.
I just don't like. You know what you did, right?
Yeah.
I go, not really. Like nothing bad. You know what you did, right? You know what this is all about. Why I'm you slamming the? Yeah, I go slamming everything in the kitchen. So I,
making extra noise.
Yeah,
that's it.
That extra noise. Yeah. Like I didn't notice it in the other yeah. room. I could hear it. Yeah. No, I know what it's.
Someone
all
just
about.
Texted and fumble. Yeah, fumble yeah, by yeah. Joe. Yeah. Nails and hair, man. That's the one thing I've learned since I've been together with Ashley all these years. If I know she's going to get her nails done, one of those like big 90-minute appointments where the hair's done for 3 hours where she's getting it blown out and colored and highlights and all that, the second she gets home, I just know I got it ready to go. It's like that in the vending machine. You put the dollar in, you know what you're getting out of it. the minute she walks in the door, I put the dollar in the vending machine, and it's my go-to answer. Oh, my God, it looks great. Is it shortened or just brighter?
So she cut it, and then she hit me with that, is it blonde enough or
right,
something?
Right.
I'm like, you can't win.
No.
Oh, man, oh, hell no. That's perfect. Whatever she did, that's perfect.
Whatever you were going to
perfect.
Get. Perfect. Right.
Well, you notice a little difference in the front? Oh, yeah. It's, you know what the hell she's talking about. Right, like, right. Yeah, man.
You got to hit it first.
Oh, you like it longer. No.
You can't win that conversation.
I go, no, whatever it is, man. I've seen that same style at work. It looks great, and it looks great on you. So, anyway.
So you're in the middle of a 48-hour thing right now?
No. I came in and go, look, is that a bad day? Whatever. I'm sorry I didn't respond fast enough on this thing. I was literally had some things on my mind, and it was just, yeah, so.
Listen to this text real quick. Joe, who can understand women? My wife changed her hair color like 0.0001 shades of the same color. I didn't notice right away. Forget about it. A suspension for 3 days. You got a 3-day suspension for that. Well, it's a 72-hour window. That's what I got.
I get it. And do you get this one, too? Now you got me on a roll. She'll buy something new for the house, and she'll go, you notice anything? And I come in like, she put new pictures on both sides, and I don't recognize it. And I guess, you notice? You notice what I purchased? So I'm thinking, what the hell would she purchase? Like, what would you purchase now? She go, oh, my God. So then one day I go, hey, the new picture, it's awesome. She goes, oh, my God. Thing's been there 2 years. Right. Oh, man. All right. I'm
done,
man.
You don't get a little credit for even trying? Like, my wife will at least make fun of me. Oh, so you think that's new, huh? Yeah, that's really nice. We've been in the house 6 years, Zach.
Yeah.
That we put that up the third day we're in the house. I'm like, you know what? Did we move it? Was it over there before? Because it looks great right there.
Or you go, I never really looked at it before.
Yes, never noticed it.
I kind of spaced by it, thinking about something else. But, man, now that I look at it, that's a great purchase. Whatever.
My wife put new smelly things in that plug into the wall by the door and by the by Matthew's room.
All over, yeah.
All over the house to make the house smell better.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice it at first. She came up, she goes, anything like new in the house? Like, I'm like, yeah, it smells great in here. Did we spray something new? She goes, I can't believe you noticed. I got credit for that one. It's only because I almost banged my knee on it on the wall.
Oh,
that's the only reason
why. I
say
I do notice the new smells.
The smells, that's
go,
it.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's nice.
Lavender breeze. Yeah, I could smell the lavender.
Anyway, I just for anybody out there, it's been through the wife did the slight hair thing. And
I just want to know if everyone's window is the same as yours or mine. Mine's more like a 72-hour, not 48. I usually am a 3-dayer.
Oh,
depending on the situation.
I have according to what I do. I always have family stuff, I'm a good 48 solid hours for
maybe more
for family stuff.
I'm a 72 on that.
For anybody that ever has family in law stuff, I can.
Welcome to therapy.
That's
check in at the door.
That's automatic right there. Yeah. That's as much as I'm going though, because I know that I am treading on.
You're always on thin ice. How about this one, Joe? Better be careful. I had a friend that his wife asked. His wife asked him how much he liked her new haircut, and she didn't have one. So he's like, "Oh, your hair looks great," and she didn't get a haircut.
That's a BS move. Like that's like that. You're looking for trouble. Like sometimes, I feel like she's almost like
setting you up.
Like, you know what? I just feel like I feel like fighting a little bit today. Yeah. Everything's been kind of calm around here. Or he hasn't been around now. I'll get that bastard when he gets home. So you come walking through.
You're not a cockroach. Old, what do you mean?
Good old airhead here comes walking through, and she goes, hey, how you doing? And she gives that look like, you know, something's been. I go, how do you like it? And I go, man. And, you know, once I figure out it's hair, and I go, oh. And if you go, oh. Then it's like
you better have a you have to have
you
something.
Better have
ready.
Something real oh my God, I love your hair.
Gorgeous. That's my go to. Gorgeous. Wow. Oh my God. And then I have to figure out what it is.
It's always how much she's cut.
Right.
And it's always
how light it
color.
Is. Yes, color. Yes. 100%.
She goes, I'm thinking. I go, oh no, that's perfect. Hell no. That
looks great.
Hell no, that's perfect. Do not change anything.
Right.
My God, just tell her. That's it. That's a home run right there. That's what you want from now on.
Shorter or lighter?
By the way, have you ever heard how much that stuff costs?
The
coloring and the whole thing?
Yeah. She better not complain when I go get my massage
If I come back, I just want to do, like, hair coloring full time. Because if, forget cutting the hair. I just want to do the hair coloring.
That's it.
What do you want to be, a paid. Redhead, a blonde? Yep. You want to get darker again? Yeah, it's
not. You're not going to win that situation unless you jump on it right away. Wow, gorgeous, amazing.
Yeah.
That is just unbelievable.
No question. So anyway, just a heads up for everybody out there with high schools back today, and you've been going through the. I go by the Western High School, and I always forget, and there it is in that right when they're getting out of school and everything. I mean. Those guys are all out stopping you. Mm-hmm. The lights are on, the yellow lights, and you're going, damn, I caught the buses. No.
Yeah, you're going to get school zones today all over
the
place.
So they're back.
Yep.
They're all back.
Just wait till you remember the traffic. You had to drive through the day we had the Dolphins debacle with this machine when we had to leave Dolphins camp. You ran there at 7 a.m. and no school traffic.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be like now. Not even today. I would say Monday or Tuesday next week when Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, everyone's back. That's when the traffic's back.
We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We'll jump on some stuff. We got a little sidetracked there. We got a lot of great high school football. I hope everybody gets out, man. We got a bunch of really good high school football teams and got a lot of games starting tonight and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. Of course, we got a big double. By the way, some teams even getting national. Got national teams coming in here out of state and coming in. We'll catch up on that. I also have this question. We go into 7 o'clock hour. At what point does the coaching staff sit with the front office and say, we got some guys that at some point they haven't gotten any better during the camp. We may have to just go out and get some guys from other teams. And I don't mean one or two, maybe four or five guys. Yep. Maybe give up a seventh round pick.
Pick up that offensive lineman or that DB.
Find something. Somebody else going, hey, you look like you're a little got a lot of guys there. We could really use that. Especially the one you can't get away with. I can get away, a guy can't cover. Whatever. You can cover it up a little bit or try to get by.
Safety help, whatever.
I can get a by. I guess I'd like to have a natural pass rusher that's just a guy that's going to win one-on-one. But if you don't, you can do packages and stuff. But the one you can't hide, the one position you can't hide is offensive line. Those five guys have got to be able to block. You got to do it as a group. And right now, it is way, way, way behind. Coach got fired. How bad is it? A coach, they're paying a lot of money, got fired. Anyway, we got a lot more we'll jump on to here.
Your hair looks great today, by the way.
Man, thank you.
The color's nice.
See, and guys bust each other's chops about, dude. Dark brown. Oh, you're letting it come through a little bit. Yeah, what do you think?
Can't do that to a girl, a woman.
No, you can't play with that. You play with coloring.
You're done.
Man, you're messing with fire,
yes,
bro.
Yes, you are.
That's a different one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.